Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, could Washington become the first state in the country to pass a tax on carbon pollution? That's the hope of the Democratic Governor Jay Inslee, who now has a Democratic majority in both houses of the state legislature. And Governor Inslee joins us now. Governor, welcome. And you tried this before, but failed. Why do you think this time will be different?
Well, many reasons. Number one, the public really is understanding the critical nature of this existential threat. What used to be a graph on a chart are now our forests burning down and hurricanes and massive precipitation events. So this is something people are now experiencing in their own lives and on their own retinas, and they understand we have to act. Number two, we are learning that we can grow our jobs by having clean energy jobs, and that has been very successful in our state. And number three, we finally have some Democrats who are in the majority in our state legislature. So we have a chance to actually tee it up for discussion. So we feel very excited that this is another opportunity for Washington to do what we do well, which is to innovate and build a high-tech future in clean energy. And we're doing it big time.
How confident are you that all of the Democrats in the legislature will vote with you on this?
Confident enough that I get up every morning working on it. We're doing that right now. We're going through some of the intricacies of the legislation to see if we can get all the votes we need. So I think if you're a confident state, you try big things like this. This is a big thing. It would be the first one in the United States, but it would be consistent with other jurisdictions like British Columbia and California and eight Northeast states to have a price on carbon and use that money effectively to invest in the clean energy economy of the country.
But they've got cap and trade systems. We're talking here about a carbon tax. Why a carbon tax and not cap and trade?
Well, we found it had more support in the legislature. It is a more stable source to finance the research and the deployment to help these clean energy jobs develop. A cap and trade system is a little more volatile, depends on the supply and demand. So it does have some advantages of predictability and stability. But it has the really big advantage is we got a shot of passing it in the legislature. This is what our state needs, and it's a good way to get it.
Do you think it's going to make enough of a difference, though, if a state like Washington implements a carbon tax, if in the other Washington, in Washington, D.C., you have a president who is, some would say, a climate change skeptic, some might say a climate denier?
Well, I have other choice language about the president that I could use, but he's certainly no help on this score. But no, this does not stop us. We've got to understand Donald Trump cannot stop my state from fighting climate change. He cannot stop us from adopting a renewable portfolio standard. He cannot stop us from developing a carbon tax. We are masters of our own destiny, and we're not alone. We have 14 other states and one territory. We have a group called the United States Climate Alliance, and all of these states are allied in committing to meet our international targets for CO2 reduction. But we do need to move forward, and we are. So, no one has followed Donald Trump off the edge of the cliff here. He's a one-man parade. There hasn't been a single mayor or governor or president or prime minister in the entire country, in the entire world who has followed him over the flat earth society cliff. And so we're moving forward in our states, and we're proud of our efforts.
What's your response to people who say that a carbon tax is actually going to hurt the poor because they'll pay more for things that they need?
Well, we are sensitive to that, and that why in our plan we're providing some measures to recycle some of this funds to low-income folks for energy costs. And if you think about these things and do this in a sensitive, thoughtful manner, you both grow jobs, you help neighbors, you reduce pollution, you reduce the respiratory problems our kids are suffering, and you grow your economy. And you look at British Columbia, they have a carbon tax, but they have the best economy in Canada. California is moving forward. Eight Northeast states have had a price on carbon from their utilities for years, and their economies are very robust. This is a situation where if we make decisions based on evidence and just 1 ounce of a can-do spirit, this country's going to do what it's always done, which is to grow and lead the world. And it's time to do that again, Trump or no Trump.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Governor. You are joining us from, obviously, Washington State, home to Amazon, which is in the midst of its much-publicized nationwide hunt for a new city to host its second headquarters. And one of the storylines that has emerged is that people in Seattle are saying, you people don't want this second Amazon headquarters. It's driven up prices here. It's made things unaffordable. What do you think as the governor of the state that is home to Amazon? Does it make sense for other places to get the second headquarters, or would you say don't bother?
Well, I think the response where you have cities all over the country or the continent vying for this position indicate what people think, which is generally having job creation to help your economy grow is a positive thing. And that's what's happened in our community. There's spinoff effects, and it's like everything else. There's a yin and a yang, but we'll take the jobs.
That's Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington. Governor, thanks for joining us.
You bet.